I'll just start off by saying, you know, when you go back and you watch the tape, there's a lot of positives to gain from that game last night. You know, I thought that you can really see some things that we were able to do in the run game. I think we're going to be able to have an effective run game. You saw some good things up front with the offensive line, you know, being able to move people off the ball. I also thought overall, I thought we were pretty solid in protection. I still believe that's a much improved area on our football team. The defense, we were able to get some pressure on the quarterback, which was really a positive. I think we're going to be able to. I think that's something as we move forward that we can build on and gain from. The biggest thing in the game, and you go back and you look at it and you say, you know, the penalties were the biggest thing that we had to deal with, and a couple of those are, you know, this year points of emphasis with the NFL and with the officials, with defensive holding or illegal contact down the field. That's an area that we've got to get cleaned up. And then illegal hands to the face is another area that they're really emphasizing. You know, we had basically two of those. Brian Leonhardt was called for a face mask. You know, that was one of those where you got two guys battling and you know, his hand kind of slips off and grabs a guy's face mask. You know, that's something that I don't know that in the past that you would have seen some of these things called, but you know, with the rules and the points of emphasis, you know, we're going to see those things. So it was good for us to get out, play a preseason game, see how the officials are going to call those things, and we'll get an opportunity to clean some of those things up, you know, before we go out and play the next game.
Touch a little bit on the running game. What does Latavius bring to you guys maybe different than Darren and Eddie?
Well, I think, you know, Latavius is a big, powerful back that really also has exceptional speed. And when he gets out into the open, he's got an opportunity to take the ball the distance. And I thought, you know, I thought he ran the ball hard in the game the other night. I thought he did a pretty good job for the most part of making the right reads and putting the ball where it needs to go in the run game. And I think, you know, I was pleased with really with all those running backs, you know, Corey Sheets included, of being able to run the football. So I think that's going to be a strength of ours this year.
Coach, have you noticed a big difference in how Murray runs? I think that Greg Olson said that last year, it seemed like he just wasn't running comfortably in that limited time that you guys were able to work with him before he got hurt. Does it seem to be running smoother than last year, or is that too much?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, it's obvious that, you know, when you go back in the mental picture of what you saw from him last year and what we've seen to this point this year, you know, it's obvious that he was not healthy last year. And I think now he's back to being healthy, and I think we're seeing a little bit more of, you know, the type of back that we thought we were going to get when we drafted him, and I think he's you know, to this point in camp and then really through the first preseason game, I think he's done well.
When you go back and look at the tape of Max's first half, what did you see, kind of detailed stuff? I think he had a couple tackles, but, like, what did you see from him, especially as the game kind of, or as the first half wore on?
Well, I think I saw a guy that was a rookie that was playing in his first game. You know, I did see some things where, you know, he a couple times we activated him on rushes and you know, he was able to cause some disruption. But then there were some times where, you know, probably, you know, a little bit in the run game, a little bit in the pass game where, you know, he's just a little bit late on reacting to his and I think that's, you know, that's a guy that you know, playing in his first NFL game. Again, we don't do a lot of game planning. You know, we'll begin a lot more game planning when we get into the third preseason game. But for the first couple of games, there's not a lot of game planning that goes in. I want to watch these guys go out and play football and execute a little bit more of our base offense, base defense, and just see if, you know, see them fly around and play the game. So don't want them doing a whole lot of thinking. I want them just really basically reacting to what they see and go play football.
Besides the penalties in the second, how do you think the cornerbacks held up? What do you think of their play as a group?
Well, I think overall, I think it was positive. You know, I think, you know, they had 270-something yards of offense, I believe it was, total offense, which is not a lot of offense. So I think overall it was positive. You know, obviously, you know, in the first drive, the thing you look at is, you know, a couple of those throws to Cordarrelle Patterson. You know, there's some tight window throws and contested catches, and that's what you want to see. Because, you know, I feel like if you continue to contest those plays, you're going to get your fair share of them.
Considering the issues you guys had in the field goal game last year, did you consider using Seabass just to get him out there with Marquette, or was it when it got to the second half you were going to go guessing no matter what?
Well, we actually were considering in the third quarter there using Seabass, and then we kind of got knocked out where it would have been, I think it would have been a 59-yard field goal attempt, and Marquette really needs to work on his green punting too, so. You know, I chose to go ahead and punt Marquette there, and then when it got in the fourth quarter, I didn't want to take the risk of having, you know, Seabass in there with really basically the third field goal protection team, you know, and risk the chance of, you know, somebody breaking through and getting on his plant foot or something, and him potentially getting injured. So, you know, that's one of the reasons why we signed a kicker when Pilardi had the you know, appendicitis. We wanted to have somebody in here so we didn't have to worry about kicking Seabass, you know, for the full game.
Were there any other injuries that came out of yesterday's game other than Ella?
No, the only other thing was Jansen Watson's got a little bit of a toe injury, and you know, I don't know what the extent of that is. We'll probably know that probably better tomorrow to see if he'll be able to get out there and practice. But that was the only other injury of note that you know, could potentially be an issue.
Which of the younger defensive players jumped out on film?
Say that again, Vic.
Which of the younger defensive players jumped out on film?
Yeah, I thought there was a couple guys that you know, kind of jumped out and did some good things. I thought Shelby Harris did some good things in the game. I thought he got a little tired late, but I thought you know, kind of in the middle of the game, I thought he did some really good things. He was able to get some pressure on the quarterback, had a sack fumble. I thought T.J. Carey played well in the defensive backfield. I thought Lumpkin did some good things in there as a defensive lineman, three techniques. So I thought some of the guys down the line that you know, are battling for spots on that 53-man roster, I thought I saw some good things out of them.
Coach, when you looked at Matt Staub's, you know, throws and decision making in those first couple series, what did you think? I know he was sort of put in a hole sometimes. Sometimes the wideouts didn't secure catches, but what did you think once you examined his performance?
Yeah, I did not think that, I was pleased with what I saw out of Matt Schaub. I mean, two of these third down throws, he tries to back shoulder a throw down the middle to Michael Rivera, and that's a catch that he's made consistently in training camp. The corner route on a third down was an outstanding throw in a tight window against cover two, and Michael again wasn't able to come up with that play. We had a miscommunication on the first third down of the game where he was trying to get the ball to Andre Holmes. And those are some of the things that show up, in the first preseason game that we get a chance to look at, we get a chance to correct, coach it up, and hopefully we'll be able to improve on that. But I thought I was not displeased with Matt Schaub's performance. We obviously need to, we need to play better, and we need to be more consistent. But again, I thought there were some things that we can build on.
Will you look to give Derek a chance with the first team at all in preseason games, or that's just mostly be Matt?
Yeah, it's not really part of the plan right now. We'll obviously evaluate everything as we move along. But the plan is to work Matt Schaub as the starting quarterback, and I think he's done a good job in doing that. Any other questions, guys?
I'm good, thanks.
I'm good, thanks, Will.
All right, guys, thanks.